The bust of the late Czech president is placed alongside those of other eminent leaders in Statuary Hall: Britain's Winston Churchill, Sweden's Raoul Wallenberg, America's Martin Luther King Jr., and others. Speaker of the House, John Boehner, led the unveiling ceremony.
Now, here was a writer who exposed the communists using one weapon that they could not match, and that was the truth. For this, he received 3 stays in prison, countless interrogations, and constant surveillance. But he kept on writing, hiding pages of his manuscripts throughout his home. Offered a chance to flee to the West, he'd refused, saying, "I'm simply a Czech bumpkin through and through."
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Mr. Havel's leadership served as an example to people everywhere in the world striving for democracy and human rights, notably in China and its Tibet region.
President Havel was a defender of freedom, a champion of human rights, and an apostle of hope. He wrote plays and penned a charter of reform. He spoke out for democracy and crafted a new chapter of progress for his country and his continent, for people worldwide, and for generations to come.
Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka recalled Mr. Havel's 1990 message that no one who paid the price for freedom should be forgotten.
A tedy odhalením busty Václava Havla.
By unveiling the bust of Václav Havel, we do not only pay homage to him, but as he befittingly described it, to each and everyone who did not bend down before pressure and fought for freedom, despite a threat of imprisonment, suffering, or death. To each and everyone who raised his or her voice, like the Czech writer and playwright Václav Havel.
Mr. Havel's activism against oppression and on behalf of human rights and democracy helped topple communism in Czechoslovakia, a development known as the Velvet Revolution. He became the country's first democratically elected president in 1989. And after the Czech-Slovak split, he was elected as the first president of the Czech Republic. Remembering Mr. Havel's love of rock, jazz, and blues, U.S. Congress members invited American musician and guitarist of the band ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons, to honor the late Czech leader.
You didn't have to change it, but you did, but you did, but you didn't, and we thank you.
For the occasion, Gibbons changed the original words, "You didn't have to love me, but you did," into "You didn't have to change it, but you did." Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you.